Everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
And next time, just go to Tribal Council.
And welcome to the show. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Great.
Finally, you know, a little bit of action happens in this episode with Tribal
Council. It was
at
the very end, but at least it happened.
I mean, literally, my first comment was, I first wrote down, next time, just go straight to commercials because the cold opening, that was just boring.
Yeah.
I mean, it tells you how the episode's going to go. If that's the best you can come up with, just go straight to the commercials. And I haven't been one of those people, meh, season, but this episode was, I was struggling to stay awake. It was clear who was going home from the start. I guess that's part of the problem, too, but I don't know.
Well,
I got a secret. He's got a secret. My secret's better than his secret, so I got more dirt on his secret. So that's what I'm going to do on his secret, because that's what the secret's all about, dude. Okay,
they just shouldn't allow. Well, I guess he was confessional gold with all the dumb stuff that he was saying. But
like, was he though? Like, it wasn't even that entertaining. It wasn't even.
No, I mean, him like lounging in the sand, eating his soggy pretzels from the fruit and giving his,
yeah,
you know,
my
secrets.
Pretzels got soggy because the fruit. You see what they're doing? You see him?
Bro.
Well, maybe you can't see him. I'll describe it to you because that's exciting. Just go to the commercial. I'd rather watch 5 minutes.
All right, all right. Let's not. People are here to listen to us talk about Survivor, not hate on it. So
I'm talking about.
Yeah,
Survivor.
I think it's fair. I think it's fair a little bit. A smidgen of.
I'm not saying it's their fault. I'm just saying this tonight's group. They didn't do anything.
Well,
there was nothing.
It got exciting at the end.
At the end,
the reward challenge was awesome. Dude got drunk and did cannonballs into a. A pool.
Yeah, that was exciting.
I don't know. I had fun watching it.
I mean, I could go to any bar and see that. I mean,
that's just a podcast with Chris in Boston, and then you're good to go.
Yeah. Exactly.
But you know, it's definitely, this season's been disappointing. I would say. There's still, I guess, there's some time left for it to turn around.
I don't know. I think that it might turn around. The previews for next week look very promising.
Well, it can turn around once they get to where they're going to have to start cutting each other's heads off. I mean, the Gen X guys.
Yeah.
That'll get a little interesting. But this episode will rank up there as one of my least favorite of all time.
No, not at all for me. Not at all for me. I think this episode was definitely one of the better ones of the season. I think so. Let's get into the recap.
Well, before we do that, I want to thank people that make this show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. Contributing $1 up to $500, it makes our shows possible. It's what's the lifeblood of all of our podcasts. And there's other ways you can contribute as well. Like if you're doing your shopping right now for the holiday season, you can use our link, jayandjack.com/Amazon. It's just like the normal Amazon page, but we get a teeny tiny percentage of those sales that goes to our production costs. So if you're buying something anyway, just use jayandjack.com/Amazon. It works out perfectly. Or if you want to write a review for our podcast, Survivor Jay, Jack, and Colleen, it's just something that takes a little bit of your time. It helps out the show well and doesn't cost anything. So thank you for all the people that do support the show, contribute to the show. You make our shows possible. So thank you. Now, let's jump into the recap.
All right, and I'm going to try not to cough my way through this like I've been coughing my way through podcasts for the last 2 months. It's so hard, though. It's psychological.
That's what she said.
I think it's in your head at this point, because you're not even like coughing anything.
I am coughing up phlegm. I just don't know how to spit it out. That's the problem.
You cough it up, and then you spit it out.
I can't. My like instinct is to like swallow it back down. Like I've tried. Okay, stop me.
I think this podcast is going in the wrong direction.
No, the phlegm is going in the wrong direction. Okay, I'm just, no, honestly, get your minds out of the gutter for 1 second. I understand that this was any other time, this could be considered a double entendre, but I am not meaning it like that at this moment. I'm just trying to explain to you why I have this cough and it hurts inside of my chest. It burns in my chest.
I have a respiratory infection.
Well, I'm going to the doctor finally. It started with the sinus infection October 1st, and then it continued with our desert escapades when we were in California. They got worse, and then it never got better. Anyway, it hurts. I can't breathe. I think I might be dying. Not really.
And Taylor took all the cough medicine.
Taylor has all the cough medicine.
I got my mason jars and took all the cough medicine.
Hit it in a mason jar.
Dude, screw you, man.
Oh, stop it. Now it hurts in my back.
My secret is so much cooler because I took the cough syrup. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I think Jay just got up to give me a cough drop. So, such a polite gentleman. Joke's on him, though. They're downstairs, and he just went... I just heard him open the... Oh, you got one. I thought they were downstairs. Oh, thank you. All right. Well, y'all, you know, when I eat the cough drop on the broadcast, which you'll hear on the show that's coming out tomorrow, Thursday, the 17th, it did not end so well for me trying to read and suck on this.
try
you're setting yourself up on this one. I can't.
When you have a cough, that's and you cough up phlegm and it goes right in your whistle.
Oh, gross! And phlegm in the whistle.
Now the pee is all stuck with the phlegm and penalty happens.
Are you doing this story again? Come every time.
I have heard this.
But
story
I'm just
before.
Saying. But you go to blow the whistle and you can't because there's phlegm in it. And you have to go stop whistle.
All right, we're losing
listeners.
See
what all 150 of you are becoming patrons to hear.
Hey,
this.
This was all already more exciting than this episode.
There was questionable phlegm.
Listen,
etiquette.
Man, I know.
Yo,
I ate
bro.
All the cough drops, bro.
Bro.
But really, you did too. You helped me.
I only had morsels of a cough drop, okay? I'm not some dumb cough drop surfer.
Dude. The fruit chips have just dissolved the cough drops. Now everything tastes like cough drops. Oh, but I'm starving. I got to eat.
Menthol flavored pretzels.
Oh, man. No way.
All right. Let's get started. This is, what, night 23 or whatever it is?
Somewhere around there.
I couldn't keep track. I felt like this whole episode took place over like the same 24 hours.
It was always like day 24, well, pretty much.
Why? Because you were bored?
No, not because I was bored, because the person that usually reads me out what the titles on the screen are while I'm typing didn't do their job.
I'm complaining about the episode.
All right.
I'd be positive.
Ha, ha, ha. All right, so Jay and Taylor can't believe that the Gen Xers and the other millennials trusted Adam. Taylor wants to make sure that he and Adam are cool, but so they talk about how they're going to keep each other's secrets. Adam isn't really okay with Taylor, but that's cool because, you know, Taylor really is not okay with Adam, so damn. Taylor goes to his hidden stash of food, a.k.a. his bunker.
And food bunker, man.
Food bunker, man. There's definitely going to be some memes about
well,
that,
it's
right?
A great bunker because nobody can see him.
Actually, it really was kind
invisible.
Of very spy shacky. He's, like, eating things pretty much out in the open, but nobody has noticed him.
Yeah, I don't get it, but, you know.
Yeah. Maybe they're all hosts. And they only see what they're supposed to see.
That could be it.
Taylor goes to the bunker though and discusses his plan, his strategy, his food eating strategy. And man, he's got two mason jars full. That's ballsy.
Mm-hmm.
We head on to day 20 something.
I actually said I think he said it was his greatest achievement ever or something like that.
Mm. Okay.
He said something like that.
Okay.
I mean, he's
good
young.
On
he's
him.
Still got he's still got time. He'll to improve on it. So
yeah. Well, we know he made a baby, so that's an achievement. Good for him.
That's second. hiding mason jars. Not everyone can do that.
Anyway, Jay. Then the next morning, Jay touches base with Hannah, who explains to him that he feels like the Jay Taylor will. Michelle kind of alliance would have turned her into a pretty good goat, so she wanted to play the game independently. Jay says he's proud of her, but wants in the next time. And Hannah is excited and addicted to playing to win.
I was a little worried. There's a lot of Hannah
time. I know.
Time
I was
in
like, oh, sweetie, I didn't put that many points on you. Or any.
But I guess, so since she didn't get voted out, is this like
it's
a winner's edit?
It's far too early for her to be voted out.
But giving her this much airtime, and you're not getting
voted
out.
It just could start to ramp up her arc.
Okay.
You know?
I can't see any way she wins. How could she win?
How could anybody win? Like, who's winning this game?
Ken.
She'd have to take Adam with her and a Sunday, maybe? I don't know who she could take to where she'd win.
Still enough time with enough other people piss people off.
I guess.
So, I don't know. But this was interesting because, like, think of this scene, and then I'm going to recall this scene later on when we talk about Jay and Adam in the water, because it's definitely two very different ways about discussing why somebody would vote a different way than them.
Right.
But we go over to the reward challenge, and Chris and Hannah are the team captains. Chris chooses Taylor, Brett. I'm sorry, Taylor, his boy Brett, David, Sunday, and Ken. Hannah chooses Adam, Will, Zeke, Jay, and Jessica.
I mean, they saw the challenge ahead of time.
Hannah chose poorly.
She chose everyone that was 90 pounds and less.
That's not true. David was on Chris's team.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
But I love this line from Hannah. She's like, so I'm not going to be a sports captain.
She's funny. I mean, she's funny, but I looked at the team. I'm like going, come on now, really?
I don't know. Will and Jay, they could have carried something. Jessica almost won the last immunity challenge. She's got some, you know. Oh, but Jessica sat out, right?
She was going to be a bolo thrower.
That's right. So I don't know. I think that wasn't a, I mean, clearly the other team was stacked, but I don't know.
I mean, if I had to make a bet, I wouldn't put any money on her team.
That's very true, because you think, you know.
If the odds
Chris
are like really
Brett,
good,
right?
would you put some money?
Right.
Like, if the odds are in your favor.
No.
Okay.
Because you look at because they you know they got to drag that heavy box through the net.
Yeah.
And you got all the beef on the one team. I mean,
right.
Just
where's the beef?
Throwing a bolo is not like it's not like knocking down bowling pins or whatever the thing. It's pretty easy to do. Mm-hmm. So once you get that through the net.
That seems to be the hard part, you know, pushing it under the...
Right. And I think the problem with the other team, Hannah's team, was they only had Jay behind. They should have had two people pushing and one pulling and one trying to get the net out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's easier to push than to pull.
Yeah. Well, regardless, they lost by a lot. And the purple team was able to go back to the resort and eat hamburgers and drink cocktails, all the cocktails.
I had just eaten, but those hamburgers look good.
They did look good. Usually it's like, oh, that crappy pizza, but...
No, but the spread looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you've just won a reward. Do you eat more or do you drink more? What do you do?
Well, I think we all know what I would do.
Well, yes, that's a given.
you'd cough more.
I'd cough, yeah, exactly. I would cough more.
I think for me personally, I'd have to be... moderation. I obviously couldn't drink a lot and I couldn't eat a lot. Mm-hmm. I'd have to be careful what I ate because it'd just be nothing in your system. I'd just be off in the woods, you know. Well, it's at a resort, so I at least
Once you have like your own private toilet, your own private Idaho.
That's true. I guess I could just eat what I wanted, but you just want to eat too much where you get sick.
You mean you don't want to Agent Joe it?
No. And you don't want to be like, I mean, Brett, I don't know. He drank 9 drinks and yet no effects the next day.
Here's the thing. I feel like I look at Brett and he seems like he can throw back a few. He has that drinker body.
Yeah.
He has that. Well, you know, he works in a funeral director. So.
Well, actually, they drank at the merge feast like what 4 or 5 days earlier. So it's not like they've all been totally dry.
But if you're not eating properly.
Oh, absolutely.
Get all that alcohol in you. But he just seemed to be, no problem.
No, the next day he wore that hoodie like a man that was hungover.
Well, he definitely looked bum at the immunity challenge.
Let's get to that. Okay. So, I was kind of, do you think that there was a clue to an idol or a clue to something there and just nobody found it so we didn't see anything about it?
You think they would have showed it if there was.
Unless, again, nobody came close to finding it, so it what didn't matter is a non-factor.
And was there any strategy talk? You just had Sunday off by herself going, I need to mix up this game.
No, everybody was too drunk to talk strategy.
Again, kind of a disappointing part of the season is, like, why aren't they talking strategy here? Like, Sunday, her strategy didn't make any sense.
Well, maybe they're just trying to, they were using that to, A, be
that's
a
all
red
they
herring.
Had, probably.
A red herring for later on, and B, set up the next week's episode.
Because this group is so tight, you know, except for Taylor.
And David.
Well, no, well, David's part of the, he's at least part of that alliance. I mean, Ken was off sunbathing, which I guess would probably help the ratings. But but I just, there was, I go, okay, when are they going to talk? There's going to be some strategy. Nothing. So, but I think it was maybe because this episode, really, there was nothing. It was pretty obvious he was going to go home. If he didn't win immunity, he was going home.
Yeah. Ugh, I know. Thank God.
He almost did. So there's that.
All right, we go back over to Vanaka camp. Jay and Adam talk about
Vanaka.
Talk about the previous tribal council. Adam explains to Jay why he flipped over. Because he didn't want to be at the bottom of their alliance.
Which was, I thought at the beginning, all right, that's smart.
Yeah, he started.
But then he's kind of being a jerk about it.
Yeah, he started out okay. He tells Jay that now he and Taylor are on the bottom of the alliance, thanks to Taylor. Adam worries that he's playing too hard, you think? Jay thinks Adam is a jerk because he knows he's in trouble. But he knows he's in trouble because they're gunning my way. So this probably was not as good as a way to play it as Hannah did.
You think?
Because considering he was hugging Hannah at the end of hers, her like
you know,
little.
You know, what's funny is they're both honest, but Hannah came off as sincere.
Right, and Adam was like, "Nah, nah, nah, nah."
Adam was kind of a jerk about it.
See, I don't think he meant to be a jerk about it, but
it's just the way it came off.
I think
Jay is frustrated. Hannah came off with the, you know. But when Jay said, you know, all they had to do is say, yeah, you know, I am on the bottom, but I was also on the bottom of your, and I knew my name was coming up. I had to protect myself.
Yeah.
I want to work with you, but I just don't feel like you guys want to work with me. That's all he had to say.
Yeah.
But see, he's blown it. He's, like I said, I really like Adam. I like to see him go far in this game, but he's made so many bad moves by he kept trusting Taylor for whatever reason, and that's killed him.
Yeah, that has definitely hurt him a lot, trusting Taylor. And I don't know why, other than he thought that Taylor was so dumb that he could control him. I don't know, have any other explanation as why he would think he could trust
and I don't,
Taylor.
I don't think Taylor's dumb. I think he's carefree. I just think he's just,
I think he's kind of an a-hole.
I just think he's like, I don't care, you know, it's just... He just, you know, just that's how he goes through life. He'll never lose his hair. He'll never have stress lines. He'll never have wrinkles because he just, everything's cool.
Yeah.
He might lose his hair. He seems, I don't know if his hairline is that strong.
Yeah. All right. But going back to Adam.
I'm just saying.
Hashtag hairline. Going back to Adam for a second, though, I think that his mistake was pointing out to Adam that he went too far pointing out to Adam that they were on the bottom. I think, to Jay. Adam went too far pointing that out to Jay. I think that was the point where Jay went from, okay, I hear you, to, okay, now you're a jerk. I get it.
He should have stuck with, like I said, him being, you know I was on the bottom with you guys. I know I'm on the bottom with Gen X, but you guys were gunning for me. I want to, you know, like I said, I want to work with you. But when he said, yeah, you guys are on the bottom, it's going to be you or Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody wants to hear that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear that. Or they want to hear it in a way that somebody's telling them, hey, you're on the bottom, go protect yourself. They don't want to hear it in like, sorry, dude, you're on the bottom and it's that guy's fault.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Will's not a threat anymore. Nobody cares about him.
Right. Did anybody ever really care about Will?
No.
No. Sorry, Will. So Jay tells Will that goes back to camp, and reports back to Will that they are on the bottom. Hannah and Zeke are there and they kind of overhear. Zeke's annoyed that Adam would even tell Jay that he's on the bottom. And Hannah confirms that Zeke did want to vote Adam out the night before. So he didn't have to work with him anymore. Now, do you think, given that the vote still went towards Taylor and Jay, do you think that this was more lip service? They were trying to do damage control, or they actually meant that they were sick of Adam. But again, it's stupid to dump some of your numbers when Adam's a guaranteed number for you now. It's silly to vote him out when, you know, you can just go through the enemy alliance and then
Adam's easy to keep. Honestly, I think Adam's a goat. Like, you just bring him to the end because nobody on that jury is going to vote for him.
At this point, yeah.
And he can't get out of, you know, you go when we get to tribal, he just can't just seem to defend himself.
No.
And
poor.
And plus, Zeke did say
horrible.
That last episode, he was saying how he was saying how frustrated he was with Adam, because if you can't have that, it's like Aubrey last season when Debbie was going off on her, you know, was it Debbie, and she had to vote Debbie out because she was killing her game, and you know, of course, Debbie ended up not voting for her. But this is the same thing with Adam. You can't have someone on there that just doesn't. He's, you know, there's no reason to be acting this way,
right? Yeah.
You have the numbers.
You can't be a loose cannon.
Right. You have the numbers, and he's trying to, I don't know if he's trying to set up the jury. Like, if I get to the jury, hey, I was nice to you. I was nice to you. Hey, we had a secret. I don't know if that was his strategy, but he's killing himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's still plenty of time and an immunity idol, so you never know what could happen. So we go over the next day, day 25, I think this is the next day, but Sunday feels that she's tight with Brett. She has a bond with Jay, and in turn, she wants to take out Jessica, to which all of us are like, huh? Jay is.
She
really...
looked at me weird that one time.
Yeah. I have
she doesn't like me.
Jay is relieved that there's another name being thrown around that's not him or Taylor. We go to the immunity challenge, and they're playing for
I had a quick question. Is one of the Sunday son's name Jess? Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
It could be. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I know they had a little falling that one, but we haven't seen it. Any friction between them.
Right.
So I guess there's she says, you know, we have the mother thing and stuff bonding, but she just doesn't talk to me.
Yeah.
Right. So, is she the only? No, she and Hannah are the only women left then. If she votes out Jessica, right?
Right. Yeah.
Man. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
think about true. It. All right. Anyway, I guess I want to say that's neither here nor there, but I feel like that's definitely something that will be discussed amongst the survivor community if there ends up being, you know, just one or two women left, given current social climate. But moving on to the immunity challenge, they're playing for ham sandwiches, gross beer, yay, and
ham
soft drinks.
Sandwich,
ham and cheese sandwiches. They actually look pretty good.
They
did.
Like
I hate
cheese,
ham sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not a ham fan, but
no. But the beer looked good.
Yeah.
Even though it was probably like Budweiser or something, but it looked all right.
That was darker than Bud.
Okay.
My opinion. I don't know. It could have been.
Connie's had a lot of good quotes this episode.
It wasn't Coors, that's for sure.
It wasn't Coors. I wonder what beer does sponsor Survivor. We should have paid
attention. There's no beer sponsor because like they didn't say it, so.
Mm. No.
Good point. All right, so they play
in fact, and then even the soda, they have they'll show like Sprite cans or cola, but it was just soda.
Yeah, they haven't had sponsors for a few seasons now, like a while, I feel like.
Which is shocking. I mean, he still does well in the ratings. You figure it's a commercial that's not going to be fast forwarded.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a good question. Yeah. These are the questions we need to ask.
Yeah, Jeff, what's going on?
Yeah, Jeff. Anyways, Zeke and Will choose to sit. I just put another cough drop in my mouth. Relax.
Just turn away when you cough. Turn.
I know every time I turn away, you yell at me and say, why aren't you into the mic?
You're just now
I was
using some.
I was stunned that Will didn't do the challenge.
Eh. He was hungry, man. He knew he wasn't going to win. He wasn't going to win going against surfer guys. I like all the surfer guys references this episode, too.
I get it, but you're
Are you surprised Zeke sat out?
No, because I think Zeke was safe. My philosophy has always been you don't sit out because it just could possibly put a target on your back somewhere down the road. You get too comfortable thinking you're safe. Now, why would you do anything that would, you know, you never know in Survivor. You could always get blindsided. I think you do every challenge.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
I agree, but counter to that, What if you know you're not going to win? You're just not going to win.
I still
would it be better to get food?
I think it still puts a target on your back. If I'm out there, especially if I'm there to the, like if I was Taylor and Taylor didn't get voted, I made it all the way to the end, and I'd be ticked off of the guys that sat there and ate. And
just played a different game than you, and their bets paid off better.
So you're not going to play the game. I'm going to target you.
Well, then target them. But
I would not put anything that makes me stand out like that. Oh, you think you're that safe? I'm going to get you out of this game.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
Well, then there you go. Anybody playing Survivor with Jack in the future, take note now.
And that confessional alone would have made the whole episode more exciting. But these guys just said, yeah, okay, I get it.
Look, they had bigger fish to fry, and I think that Zeke and Will knew that. I mean,
you think someone would have been mad at Zeke saying, dude, come on.
But here's the thing, too, like, because I think it'd be more impactful like that. If there was like one person they were trying to get out that they knew couldn't win immunity, and like nobody was really caring about that, so I feel like it was safe to not.
Me personally though, I would always do the challenge.
It wasn't like there was a Joey Amazing, and you're like, all right, everybody, we have to get him out. Everybody has to try. Everybody has to bring their A game.
Yeah. I get everything you're saying, but me personally, I always do the challenge.
All right.
Even though I know I can't win it. Even if I know I'm Will and I can't have the beer.
Oh, yeah. Wait, did Will drink the beer?
No, because Jeff told him no.
Oh, did I totally miss that? I must have been right.
Jeff goes, you know you can't drink the beer, right, Will?
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing. Like, what if it's, I can't remember which country they're in, but what if it's like, you know, 18 is the legal age there?
Well, your mom asked that. She goes, well, that's probably because it's the U.S. viewers. Someone would complain.
Ugh.
You know somebody would complain about it, so.
It's 18. The legal drinking age is 18.
And it's probably just for TV then. Yeah, there's always somebody with a stick in the mud.
Yeah. What happens if you got drunk and got hurt, something like that?
Right.
Okay. Again, would have made for a more entertaining episode. But
yes, this is not. Brett did his best.
Not that we condone underage drinking on this podcast.
No, I don't condone.
Absolutely do not. So Brett, when Brett gets out, this is funny. why didn't I opt out?
And he looked mad because I think at that point Zeke was just downing the beer.
Because again, I think for Brett it was like the just continue to drink to stave off the hangover.
I should keep drinking.
I wish that we had had a confessional from him about the day before. I wanted the editors set the storyline up so well. I wanted them to finish it.
What if that'll be like one of those, you know,
secret scenes
from our episode?
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, actually, you know what? That's a great question. Great idea, Jay. Anyway, so it comes down to Taylor versus Ken, and Taylor starts whistling? Like, that's Taylor.
He's not even looking at the ball either, he's just looking forward.
Actually, I thought he was Negan there for a second, but anyway. You know, that's a Walking Dead joke.
Yes, we know. We may not watch it, but we know the players. Anyway, hashtag Ken is a 10 wins. Woohoo! The good guy won today, guys. The good guy won.
That his surfer skills paid off because he was wobbling there.
Mm.
And he balanced himself.
So Will was right there.
There was a lot of good, like, low-angle shots of Ken.
was.
I go, man, if they get any closer, we're going to see a lot of Ken in this episode.
Bring it on. we go back to the beach, and there's very ominous music as they head back into camp.
It was. Like, I think there's plays we have to try and make it seem, you know, more nefarious than it was.
Mm-hmm. The Gen Xers want to split the vote, and everybody gathers except Jay, Taylor, and Will. You know, like, what did they think was happening?
Everybody, come here.
No, not you guys. You guys stay there.
But everybody else, come on over here.
Like, did that happen while, like, Will was taking a nap or something, and the other boys were at the food bunker?
Yeah, the food bunker. That must have been it.
Like, because how else could everybody on the freaking island conjugate in one giant circle in the middle of the beach, and the other three just didn't notice?
Best bunker ever. It's like stealth. Nobody can see it.
Seriously.
I got an imaginary wall around here.
and people can't see.
And apparently they can't see out of it either.
No.
Like, Will wasn't there, right? Like,
no.
Yeah.
That was... That's...
And it's crazy there's no shots like or confessional with the others saying, like, oh, they're all congregating, so we know what they're going to do. No.
And it's not like it's far from where they're at.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that actually begs the question then, when all of them, that whole group, was busy meeting, where did they think that Jay and Taylor were, and what did they think that they were doing?
I don't think they cared. I don't think at that point, I don't think they cared. It was just they're thinking, okay, we're going to just vote these guys out, and then this will be the final six or seven people.
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, clearly it worked.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they want to split the vote. Sunday doesn't like it, but she'll go with it because she doesn't want to write Jay's name down. So why not write Taylor's name down then? Like, duh.
Yeah, just slightly it go the other way and go Taylor. Like,
I don't
or split it Taylor, whatever.
I don't like to ruffle feathers. So.
But yeah, speaking of not wanting to ruffle feathers, she wants Jessica to go home again.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
At this point, you have plenty of time to get her. But her philosophy is she wants to get her before Jessica gets her.
Yeah.
But I think Jessica's even thinking about that.
Unless we're not seeing something.
Yeah, we're just not seeing. But again, here's a opportunity. If they have film of it, show it.
Yeah.
Unless it's just they're trying to tell a story.
This just came out of the blue. I mean, it just...
But if they're trying to tell a story, show us that, you know, like, take us there.
Yeah. Who knows? This whole thing. Well, you know what? Sunday's trying to play a game, so good for her.
She's not the game of Survivor.
Well, like you said, it's almost risky, though, too. What if Jessica has more people on her side? They go, hey, Sunday's coming after you. To me, at this point, there's no reason to go after.
Right.
Just vote. This is where they always get in trouble. Just vote the people off that need to be voted off. You mean, obviously, protect yourself.
Right. And then, hey. There.
But when you start, because I start thinking, okay, maybe she's going to go home.
Because
anytime you hear someone going off on, you know, well, I need to get her. Then she went to Brett and talked to Brett. Brett goes, oh, no, I'll talk to and let people know.
Yeah, I only see that backfiring for Sunday right now, to be frank.
Yeah. Yeah, because now they know that she's not part of the alliance. She's thinking ahead.
Right.
And you can always think ahead, but you can't, like, look at Adam. He's thinking so far ahead, he screwed up his whole game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So moving on a little bit. Taylor tells Jay about his secret stash, his food bunker. Jay debates whether or not he should play his idol for himself or for Taylor, or just not at all. Taylor tells Jay about Adam's advantage because he wants to avenge Figgy. And Jay is like beside himself when he finds out that Adam has this advantage. And beside himself in the good way, like he cannot contain how excited he is to have something to use. We go over to Tribal Council. And I don't even think I can recap all of this. I mean, Jay was just so gleeful. It was incredible. He tells Jeff that he would love to write Adam's name down again. And Adam just has tensions with both of them, Taylor and Jay. Taylor confesses to everybody about the food bunker and then throws Adam under the bus, saying that he helped him bury the food. Jay says, yep, it's true. Taylor showed me what he and Adam did.
I thought this is actually great strategy on Jay's. I mean, Taylor, I think, knew he was going home. But I thought this was a great strategy on Jay's part because he really was hammering. I mean, Adam just looked terrible.
Well,
yeah.
And I don't know why Adam at one point just didn't get up and say and throw the damn. Unless he didn't have
Culpepper style, just right in the fire.
Just throw it in the fire. Say, look, it's a meaningless thing. I only told him because
But the thing is, like, admitting to that is like showing that he was being sneaky behind people's backs trying to make an alliance with Taylor.
Yeah.
I think we said it when he first got, I go, this is not, this is a terrible, this is only going to backfire on him.
Right.
It would only backfire if he told somebody. Yeah.
But even then, if it's like, I never thought, actually, you were calling Taylor stupid. I never thought about taking your loved one away from someone.
We talked about this our last episode, I think.
I know we talked about certain things, but I was like, to me, the only thing I would use it for is to take someone's advantage away.
It's I think you said last episode about the family visit.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I would never do that.
No, that's stupid. Maybe I'm misremembering. It's very possible. Oh no, I would never.
I would never do it because
you're going home next.
Yeah. You're never going to win the game.
Right.
Yeah. There's no way you win the game.
You don't take someone's loved one away from them. I don't care what you're doing. That's a no vote for you right away.
But you know, seeing how Adam's played the game, I could see him doing it.
But I don't think so.
Oh, unless like Jason, his mom was there.
You don't tell anybody. You just keep it to yourself. You don't tell anybody. Yeah. But I do have to ask Jay this question. You, Jay.
Okay.
Did you like Jeff Probst's trophy comment?
No. I was like, F you, Jeff Probst.
He did.
There's a middle finger thrown up at...
I was like, everybody take a drink. We mentioned a trophy.
I got to be honest. I laughed. I thought it was funny.
I'm sure.
I mean, Jeff really's got to...
I want to see Jay Barry get on a Twitter war with Jeff Probst.
No, only on the patrons page. Only if Jeff joins the patrons page will he.
I thought it was funny, but you know, I was like going, man, dude, I think he could be the next to go.
Okay, you guys are kind of left out that this almost backfired on Jay too, though.
How did it backfire on Jay?
Because like Taylor was like, yeah, but Jay and I finished the food. And at that point I was like, you are the dumbest person I've ever seen on not really, but you're like I was just like
it was a dangerous
bro, don't give an F.
He did go too far.
And that's what pissed Jay off because Jay, you know, lost his cool. You know, he was like, you know, I'm not some dumb surfer dude. I'm here to play the game or whatever he said, right?
Nothing personal.
Yeah.
Taylor. Nothing personal.
And Taylor
I'm not an
was like,
idiot
huh?
like you, man. Yeah.
And did Ken say anything during this whole thing? Or did he just get the...
They said the facial expressions. Like, I can't believe this.
He has like the Jim from the Office facial expressions.
Yeah. But Adam just was terrible trying to explain this thing. You know, there was nothing he could do.
No, because they were coming at him so hard and he was
He just
scary.
Said, yeah, I was wrong. I should have told you guys that he was hoarding the food and I should have told you I had this rewards thing. Mm-hmm. I was wrong, but he kept trying to defend it. Well, I didn't eat the food, and they go, yo, yeah, you ate the food. And so now and it was perfect because he hid the other part away from the reward thing. So I would think he was lying.
Yep.
Because why wouldn't you eat the food?
I don't know. His reaction.
Why would you sit there and not eat the food?
His reaction was so extreme, and that I think I might have believed him just knowing what kind of person that Taylor is.
Well, you'd say Taylor would fit in well in modern politics. Just like throw it out there. And
oh my God! Yes, that's very not to get political, but definitely Taylor
very transparent.
Would make a very good Twitter campaign candidate.
At least Tribal was fun.
I mean,
that's the most fun I probably had this season.
Jay tried to make him seem like he was morally whatever, and I mean, just the whole.
Can we talk about
Jay's
smart move of just voting Taylor, and so he didn't have to use his idol? I thought that was a really smart move.
I wondered if Sunday told him because we know Sunday told him it was between the two of them, right?
Yeah, yes. I'm sure she told him.
Yeah, because Will also voted for Jay, not even.
Yeah,
Taylor.
That was interesting.
Yeah, who's on his alliance?
Or right, he's, you know. Who he's close with? Well, I guess not so much.
Probably someone said, "Hey, that we're going to split. If you're in with us, we're going to split the vote."
I wonder if Hannah told Will.
Yeah, said yeah, maybe that's what happened. Hey, we're going to split the vote. Vote for Jay.
Yeah,
but like I said, Jay, like Jay, you said it was smart for Jay to vote for Taylor.
Yeah,
because I go, God, they're going to Tribal already. It was like 16 minutes left in the episode.
I know. I thought for sure something was going to happen, like very unexpected
or something.
Like something. Yeah. It turns out that was even more fun.
It was just a tire fire.
Yeah. A rolling dumpster fire.
Yeah.
As Chris in Boston would say. Chris in 30 miles outside of Boston. But yeah, I mean, Taylor would have been a good goat to take to the end. But when he's sitting there stealing food and being just an utter pain in the butt. I think he was probably the right person. Just get him out at this point.
You have to because he's also good in the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he could make a. I mean, he, unless it's a puzzle challenge, maybe, but he could make a run. You know, win two or three in a row and screw up the whole everybody's game. You had to get rid of him.
Yeah, I agree. Hold on, let me go cough away from the mic.
There's enough goats left that, you know, like I said, I would right now. I would take Adam with me to the inn. Hannah, I really like Hannah. You know, she seems like a fun, nice person, but I don't think she could win. I'd take her. Will, I don't think he can win. So
I don't know who is left that can win. Zeke, David.
Ken.
Zeke, David.
Ken. I think Hannah has a shot.
Has Ken really done any moves?
Not
to, like,
really. Only win? Well, he did when they convinced Adam to vote out Figgy.
But he seems everybody likes him, if we're going to go with the like thing. Plus, he's good at the challenges.
Yeah.
He can make a case.
He could. He could.
Even Chris. I think Chris right now. I mean, Chris is
Chris
pretty much
Brett.
Flying under the radar. Yeah, Brett. I think Brett's likable. Everyone likes Brett.
But we're seeing a lot of Brett, which I think is because he's fun and gives a lot of fun moments in an otherwise, you know, kind of middle of the road season. I don't think we're seeing enough of Chris to make a case for him to go to the end. I think that Hannah's edit kind of picked up a lot tonight. I think that Hannah might have a good shot in a post Aubrey world where she.
It depends on who she. If she takes Adam and Will, yeah. I'd give it to Hannah.
Yeah, probably. I think that Adam would make a good case, but I don't know if he is an eloquent enough speaker. I don't know if Hannah or Will are eloquent enough speakers, honest.
I don't know if it's that, but I think he wouldn't get a vote for Jay. He wouldn't get a vote Michelle
Taylor,
last week.
Michelle.
And Taylor's not going to vote for him.
Yep.
There's three votes right there he's not going to get.
Yeah. Well, all right, do we think that Jay has a chance of winning the game?
I think so. He still has an idol. He's smart. He's playing smart. So I think so. I think he has an outsider's chance. Gets on a run. He's like the jury favorite, I could see.
Yeah.
That'll get out at four.
He would
you
get
mean
Michelle.
The Mike Holloway?
He'd get Michelle. He'd get Michelle. He'd get Taylor's vote. He'd get Sunday's vote. So there's three votes right there.
Yeah.
He seems to get along with Brett. I mean, he's likable. He's just right now he's on the bottom, you know, on the downside. So it depends on how he plays. He's got to play that idol at the right moment that kind of somehow can flip the game over. Or he gets to Sunday and says, let's get Jessica off.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's what goes on.
Yeah.
I like him. He's a good player. He did hurt himself, like you said, Colleen, he did hurt himself a little bit with the food. He did come across...
Right.
You know.
But as we heard from, was it Chris tonight, where he was like, look, I've been on the bottom and you have to just work your way back in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, that's what we thought. Do we have any listener feedback?
We do not. Let me just check the Twitter real quick, but we did not have any emails. Womp womp.
Well, I will.
Oh, okay. So Dr. Rob says via the @JayandJack Twitter, why not just deny you have the advantage, Steeler? The only one that really knows is Taylor. Denial is a river in Egypt. So do you agree with Dr. Rob that Adam should have just denied that he had the advantage, Steeler?
Anything compared to what he did.
I don't know. I think that it the crowd was skewing towards honesty, and I think that Adam lying would have only made him seem
sneakier. But him telling the truth
suspicious.
Looked worse, to be honest.
He should have denied knowing about the food.
Yeah, I was like, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't even have no idea what you're talking about.
Just deny it up and down.
I don't know. I don't think that was a
crowd. You guys have had it out. I think he's right. Just deny everything.
Yeah.
Just say, you guys have had it out for me from the start. Yeah, I've made some mistakes, but I don't have an advantage. I go, who would even want that advantage? What is the advantage in that?
Yeah.
If I got it, I'd throw it away.
Here's the problem. Is that then if you lie about it and then you use it, then you're like double down on the.
Well, no, you can't. At that point, you can't use it.
Yeah.
You can't use it at that point. But again, I don't see it being that huge of an advantage anyway. I mean, it could turn out to be, like I said, unless you took someone's advantage in a challenge. But yeah, I don't even know what he's talking about. I have no idea. Look at me. Do it look like I'm eating?
Yeah.
Because he looks like he's lost a lot of weight. Does it look like I'm hoarding food?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm starving over here.
Oh, we didn't talk about Taylor's other a-hole confession during the reward that they were on. Where he was like, yeah, I'm unlike the rest of them, I can eat and drink however much I want because I've been eating already.
That's true.
Like, it's like, you're such a jerk. Like, you're just well, a
it'd be
jerk.
Nice to see his Ponderosa video when we find out he gained weight.
Oh, maybe that's why Figgy broke up with him.
Or did they break up?
Apparently, because he knocked up another girl.
Oh, well.
Apparently.
We talked about this last week.
Did we talk about last week?
I didn't know they broke. I didn't know they broke up.
Yeah, they hate each other now.
They hate each other now.
I thought they're getting a... Really?
He talked about getting a boat with her at the end of the episode, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, getting a boat. So I'm going to get a boat. We're going to sail around the world. Of course, she won't have any food because I'll hoard it in my mason jars.
Oh, man. Well, it means it's time to tally the votes. Let's see how we did in the tally game. So let's first start off with the preseason picks on who we thought was going to go home. So for Taylor Lee Stocker, Colleen, you said merge. So you get a point there. Just turn away like this. You just turn your... and then...
you think I like coughing? I don't like coughing. The end.
You should live in my house. I got the cough police here.
I like that. At least she coughed like she was trying to be productive.
You know, you don't have to be a jerk about it.
And then Jack, I said pre-merge, so I get nothing. And Jack, you said final three.
Yeah,
you get nothing on Taylor. So Colleen gets a point there.
Wait, I get tally. What are you talking about? You made the merge.
But
you didn't make final three. It's final three, merge, or pre-merge.
Stupid rule.
That's not stupid. That makes sense.
I did say final three, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Jack,
I thought he was likable from his video. And he looked like he was athletic. And I said, okay, this guy's going to. But like the first week, I said, oh, you're just killing me.
Killing me, Smalls.
Killing me.
All right, let's go to who we thought was going to go home this week. Jack, you said Will. And
that was a stupid guess.
Colleen and I
turn away from the mic.
I did. And Colleen and I both said Taylor. So Colleen gets 2 points this week.
Uh-oh.
She goes up to 8. I go up to 4. Jack stays at 9, but Colleen is making it game here.
Change my name from Jack to the Chargers.
is the race has tightened up. Jack in the lead with 9 tallies. Colleen has 8.
What do you have?
I have 4, so I'm still out of it.
Oh, okay.
And my pick, Adam, is not going to win the game. So,
but I still have Ken.
You still have Ken?
Hey, yeah, remember a few weeks ago when we were debating if it was going to be Ken, Michaela, or Adam? Man, that changed pretty quick, huh? That went south real fast.
All right, now it's time to say who's going to go home in week 10. I go first. I'm going to say Sunday, bloody Sunday. Is Sunday's going home. That means that, Colleen, you're up next.
Oh, man, I wanted to go with Sunday, but I don't want to pick the same person as you.
Well, it worked for you this week. Because
yeah, but I was going to pick Taylor regardless of you picking him.
So then why do you have to worry about me now?
Because I don't want to pick the same person as you. All right, well, who's left?
There's a lot of people left, so just...
I know. We this was kind of like the start of Sunday talking, so I feel like this was them.
You want me to pick? I already have mine.
No, it's in the order. Colleen needs to pick. And
fine,
stop
I'm going
dialing.
With Sun. Well, I don't know.
Just pick.
Why do I have to go second?
Because it's just it rotates on who goes first.
Who
second,
cares?
And third. It's so that it's fair for everybody. Just pick somebody.
Jack doesn't mind switching with me.
No, pick. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What do you got? All right, you pick nobody. Jack.
Do we think Adam might go home with an idol in his pocket? Is that a thing that we think could happen?
It does just pick somebody. Why are we
Because I care. Unlike the rest of you, I actually care, which is funny because I literally don't care about any of the other games and stuff that we do. But I, like, care about this one.
So then pick.
Fine. I'm going with... I don't want to go with Sunday because you pick Sunday.
Oh, my God.
This is a big deal to me, okay?
Sunday, bloody... I got that song in my head.
Call. Come on. Human rain delay. Let's go. Just pick somebody.
Okay, that's Rich.
Rich?
There's, Rich isn't a player.
That you called me. There's no Rich.
I know. That's Rich.
The original human rain delay was okay. Mike Hargrove.
Come on.
The Padres,
Cleveland.
Fine. I think that... I think it's going to be Jessica. Then I think Sunday's going to get her way.
Thank well, that's God. Who I had too, Jessica. I think she gets Jay and Will to and maybe Hannah to flip and go after Jessica because Zeke and Hannah are going to have to make a move here soon. They have to know they're on the bottom. This might be the week, and they go after Jessica.
Yeah, I mean, if there is cracks in the Gen Xers, as it seems, even Chris said it in the tribal vote.
Well, that had to be the talk between Sunday trying to get out Jessica.
Had to have been.
And if Jay's going to go, Jay's going to have to make a move, and he's going to have to work on Sunday. If Sunday's really, I mean, their numbers are so strong right now, they can take a chance. And I mean, the smart move would be to get rid of Jay whenever you could, but.
But he has.
I think Jay has a chance. Like, you're just gonna let him linger, hang around, and he's gonna bite him in the butt with it.
And he still has the immunity idol, so he can play that at any time too. So I think Will, Hannah, Zeke, Jay, and Sunday go after Jessica.
All right. Well, there you have it. Well, that wraps up this week's Survivor, Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Next week, it seems things will hopefully get a little bit more interesting this episode, but the momentum of this crazy tribal would carry over. And
when is this season over?
Isn't it like December 12th or something?
There's a lot of people still left. Are they going to have a double elimination?
Next week is actually, I think.
A double?
Hold on one second. I could tell you.
Let's make it a double. Yeah, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, next week is a 2-hour episode, which makes sense because last year, the week before Thanksgiving was the Sierra Steven boot, and that was a double episode.
Well, thank God they got Taylor off. I couldn't handle 2 hours of watching him eat soggy pretzels.
Soggy pretzels. Give us a call at 2-8-6.
Oh, wait. So we need to pick two people to go home.
Oh, if we think it's a double?
It's a 2-hour episode. Oh, so
it's also going to add another hour to this podcast. So let's jump into it now. I will pick again. I'm going to say.
Now, are you going to be all anal about the order?
What? Oh, you want to go first? All right, go
no,
ahead.
No, I mean.
Actually, you're right because it rotates. So, Colleen.
No. Are you going to be all anal about the order? Like, say, I say Jessica's going home now, and then
it's
after
a 2-hour episode.
It's a 2-hour episode.
Then I will be anal.
Why?
Because it's like two episodes just to show you back
to
back.
We have to pick who's going first.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with Jay on this one.
Okay, you guys are silly.
Yep. Because it's a 2-hour episode.
It'd be like picking, okay, this episode would have happened this week, this is the following week, too. Yeah, we have to pick it.
Okay, fine. Well, in the Adam is a little bit kind of like Steven's spirit animal this season. So I'm going to say Sunday goes first and then... maybe Adam plays his idol the first episode or something,
Adam
goes
Jessica.
Second. Oh, Jessica had... goes first, sorry, and then Adam second.
All right. Jack, you are up here. Who do you think?
I'm going to agree with Colleen. I think Adam goes second.
I think
Go ahead. You're going to say Adam too?
No, go ahead.
No, I'm sick with that. I'm not going to change my mind.
Yeah, I think... I'm trying to think where the numbers are and where it could go... Because if they get rid of Jessica, does that kind of send Ken and David in a frenzy?
Well, no, because if they get rid of Jessica, then Ken's getting that legacy advantage. Why would he be in a frenzy?
That's true.
Well, Ken might be a target, though, too. Because Jessica's in his alliance, right?
Maybe.
Ken could be Ken.
I want to say...
Which would kill my whole season.
I'm going to say Jay. I'm going to say Jay goes home. I'm going to be just different. Jay votes for Jay.
Okay.
All right.
Jay on Jay crime.
That'll do it. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
Once again, it's 385-309-0311. Calling time with the questions, comments, and or theories. Also, give us an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com. Once again, survivorjjc@
gmail.com.
Also, add us at Jay and Jack on Twitter. And join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup. I want to thank Tack from Tokyo, Brad from Chicago, and Eckhart Richter for contributing to our podcast every single month, as well as all 151 of our patrons. You can become a patron today over at patreon.com/JayandJack, or go to JayandJack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. It's highlighted in red there at the top. Also, if you are shopping this holiday season, Black Friday is coming soon. It's time to start getting those gifts for the people you love. Use our Amazon link, jayandjack.com/Amazon. Nothing changes for you, but it helps out our show. A small percentage of everything you buy gets put into our podcast funds to pay for hosting, to pay for our fantastic podcasters, and more. So thank you for everything you guys do to help support our shows. They are free for everybody to listen to. And we wouldn't be able to do that without all of your guys' generous contributions with time, reviews, whatever contributions you give through Patreon. It all helps make it possible. So thank you for all of that. All right. That is it. If you'd like to hear all the other podcasts we do, jayandjack.com/iTunes has all of the current podcasts that we do out there, including Westworld with Jay Jack and Mike Bloom, Survivor Historian. Is on the show, and we are enjoying the heck out of the first season of Westworld. If you are a Lost fan, this is its spiritual sister show, if you will. It's been very, very good so far. All right, guys, that is it for this week's episode. We'll see you next week. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.